You can feel it the moment the weekend starts. Brussels wakes early, hotel lobbies fill with team shirts and caps, and every conversation seems to drift toward the same destination. Somewhere southeast, deep in the Ardennes forest, engines will be screaming by lunchtime. But before you ever hear a car at full throttle, there is one part of the Belgian Grand Prix experience that shapes the entire day. The journey to Spa. From Brussels to Spa-Francorchamps, the map makes it look straightforward. In reality, race weekend turns that route into a slow-moving procession of fans, coaches, cars, trains and shuttle buses, all converging on a circuit hidden among hills and trees. Understanding that journey is the difference between arriving calm and ready or already tired before the first lap. The distance itself is not huge, roughly 140 kilometers. On a normal weekday, you could cover it in under 2 hours. On Belgian Grand Prix weekend, that expectation no longer applies. Traffic builds from early morning, roads narrow as you reach the Ardennes, and access routes funnel into a small number of entry points near the village of Francorchamps. Most first timers underestimate this. Almost everyone does. On race weekend, 2.5 to 3 hours is a realistic travel time. Leaving later often means longer. Coming back after the checkered flag almost always takes more patience than expected. That brings us to the first real decision, how you get there. Many fans choose organized coach transfers because, quite simply, they work. Coaches follow pre-planned routes, use designated parking areas near the circuit, and avoid the uncertainty that comes with finding unofficial parking or navigating unfamiliar roads. You arrive as part of a group, step off the coach, and head straight toward the gates. For travellers booking with Celtic Horizon Tours, this part of the weekend is already sorted. Transfers are timed for race conditions, not normal traffic, which means you arrive early enough to move around the circuit, explore viewing areas, and settle in without rushing. Driving yourself is possible, but it demands preparation. The motorway section out of Brussels is easy. The challenge begins once you leave it. Roads narrow quickly, traffic density increases, and parking zones can be far from the gates. Parking must be booked in advance, and walks from car parks are often long, uphill, and exposed to whatever weather Spa decides to produce that day. Driving gives flexibility, but on Belgian Grand Prix weekend, it is rarely the least stressful option. Trains are another popular choice, especially for fans staying in Brussels. Services run to Spa-Gironstair or Verviers, depending on the timetable. From there, you transfer to shuttle buses that bring you closer to the circuit. On paper, the timing looks manageable. In practice, return journeys after qualifying and the race are crowded, and queues are part of the experience. It works, but it requires patience and planning. Shuttle buses from surrounding towns also operate throughout the weekend. They are reliable, but they fill quickly and move slowly once crowds peak. No matter which option you choose, one thing remains constant. Spa-Francorchamps is remote by design. Forested hills, narrow access roads, and limited entry points are part of what makes it special. They are also why everything slows down on race weekend. That is why timing matters more than distance. For qualifying or race day, leaving Brussels 4 to 5 hours before the session is not excessive. It is sensible. That buffer allows for traffic, weather changes, and the final walk into the circuit, which can be longer than expected. When travel is organized, that timing is built in. Coaches leave early, arrival windows are planned. You have time to breathe, move, and enjoy the build-up rather than watching the clock. And that changes the feel of the entire weekend. Spa rewards preparation. When transport is handled properly, the day unfolds at a steady pace. You walk the circuit, you hear the cars echo through the trees, you take in the scale of the place. The logistics fade into the background. Getting from Brussels to Spa-Francorchamps is not difficult once you know what to expect. The challenge is not the distance, it is the crowd volume, the terrain and the timing. Plan for race conditions, not normal travel. Leave early, choose a transport option designed for this weekend. Not a weekday commute. If you want that part handled from the start, Celtic Horizon Tours takes care of the transfer so the focus stays where it should be, on the circuit, not on the road.